Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Training Camp 2016 as we bring you Camp Breakdown Round 1. We're going to focus on quarterbacks. I'm Jeff Joniak, along with my broadcast partner, Tom Thayer. Good to be back. That's for gosh darn sure. And we start at the most important position in football, maybe in sports. I know, but it's the quarterback position.
It trickles back from the right guard to the quarterback position.
It does, and it begins with number 6, Jay Cutler. Ran into him yesterday. He looks physically as strong and fit as I've seen him in his years here with the Bears. His 11th NFL season, the age of 33, the second oldest player on the team, the man's in charge right now.
But just think where we're at a year ago. Think about what everybody was talking about in the topic of the quarterback position. There was so much uncertainty. Would he get along with John Fox? Would he get along with the offensive coaches? Where was Jay Cutler? And then he concluded the season probably as the most valuable player on the football team. So what security does that bring along with it starting a training camp in 2016? They're solid at the quarterback position. You have experience. You have a strong arm thrower. You have somebody that is in year two of an offense. Even though they changed the offensive coordinator position, you still have the same terminology and the same techniques. I'm really excited about where they're at the top. And then you talk about the experience they brought in behind them. It's going to be fun to watch the development of the quarterback position because there's a lot more certainty than there was a year ago.
Dow Loggins is his coordinator. Yes, it is another coordinator, the sixth with the Bears for Jay Cutler. However, as you said, aside for some tweaks, the scheme will be similar. And again, to take the pressure off the quarterback, that running game will be a factor. His completion percentage went up last year. His interceptions went down. His yards per pass attempt went up. He's got Alshon. He's got Kevin White. He's got Eddie Royal all healthy in a running game. That should also complement him at the quarterback position.
And let's not forget about Zach Miller, because I think Zach Miller brings a little bit more versatility to the tight end position we'll touch on later. And when you put all those weapons in place, and now you include the consistency of the running game, how that's a major factor in the offense, and you talk about two weapons that are 6'4 plus, that does a lot for a quarterback's confidence. And again, you talk about the consistency of the terminology inside the offense, that does a lot to help a quarterback become a lot more familiar with what they're trying to do.
So does Brian Hoyer, and this is a guy with starting experience and playoff experience, albeit it didn't go great for him in Houston last year, but this is a smart, confident, solid veteran backup for Jay Cutler.
Right. And then you're talking about four eyes on the sideline that can really help the quarterback. Not only the two eyes of Dow Loggins, the offensive coordinator, but then you have a guy that has experience in the NFL like Brian Hoyer. And when they're able to have those conversations with Jay Cutler on the sideline, boy, that does a lot to develop them.
And you have David Fales entering his third year. Yes. Connor Shaw, who has a game experience in Cleveland a couple of years ago, also players competing for that position at the quarterback spot.
And it all helps, you know, because it is, you talk about being the most important position on the offense. Again, I'm a lot more excited about it this year than we were a year ago.
All right, that's the quarterback position for Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Stay with us on ChicagoBears.com for continuing coverage of Training Camp 2016.